the infinite God. Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Hebrews 12:3-4. God has no limits. God has no boundaries. God has no constraints. His infinitude is measureless. This is one of the most difficult concepts for the human mind to wrestle with. To attempt to conceptualize the idea is contradictory, almost comical. The finite mind of finite man can never comprehend God's infinite mind, for by definition, to understand the infinity of God is an impossible undertaking. Our God is limitless in every aspect of his being. His measureless boundaries know no terminus. Such a concept is magnified when we recognize that all his attributes are infinite, for it requires us to envision a dimension beyond our reason or understanding. No superlatives in the combined languages of man can begin to touch this concept. It can only be simply and humbly proclaimed in the vocabulary of a little child. He is simply God. And yet, mystery of mysteries, God has chosen to make himself known to man. For man's eternal, limitless, and infinite profit, for the believer's immortal, permanent, and boundless blessings. Oh yes, the church that is his body will be used to show his grace to angels, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, to the glory of God and to the praise of his holy name. But this does not increase the grace of God, for his grace is infinite to start with. It cannot add to the glory of his name, for his name is already infinitely glorious. All that is connected with this mortal life has gross and distressing limitations. The limits and boundaries that are forced on the human creature are frustrating. Limitations that flood in from without, and limitations that well up from within. The minutes of the day, of the hours, of the years rush past with unceasing speed, like the flying shuttle of the weaver's cloth, until the final tapestry is completed. Oh yes, eternity nestles in the breast of God, and he has placed eternity in the heart of man. And those that are in him have been bequeathed the limitless riches of his grace. When we start to compare the infinity of God with the days of our life here on earth, how foolish our meagre moanings when an infinite table of gifts awaits us. For he has prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Our cup runs over, and goodness and mercy will follow us all our days. Oh, yes, in this world we will have tribulations and trials, but be cheerful. Jesus tells us, I have overcome the world. Why has God designed this life to be one of hardship and sorrow? Is it not so that in learning obedience, he can bestow on us his infinite grace? Christ was the first to go through the process of a life of obedience. For the joy that was set before him, infinite joy, he endured the cross. Christ, the infinite God and God of infinity, endured the cross. Consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. This is the God we adore, our faithful, unchangeable friend, whose love is as great as his power, and neither know measure nor end. 'Tis Jesus, the first and the last, whose spirit shall guide us safe home. We'll praise him for all that is past, and trust him for all that's to come.